Well, to Maryland now, where your chance of dying from breathing polluted air is higher than in any other state. And that risk could have gotten worse if not for the work of a 20-year-old from Baltimore. Destiny Watford was actually just 17 when she started fighting a plan to build the country's largest trash incinerator just a few blocks from her high school. The company billed itself as an energy plant, promising to turn the garbage it burned into fuel off-site, and got an exemption to build. But over several years, Destiny's activism had an effect. The state pulled the incinerator's permit. And this week, she was awarded the prestigious Goldman Prize for Environmental Activism. Destiny joins us on the line now. And Destiny, let me repeat that. You were just awarded the prestigious Goldman Prize for Environmental Activism so young. Did you even know what that was?
I didn't, actually. And when I had learned that I won, I thought it was some sort of scam. But as I learned more about it, I began to realize just how huge of an honor it was to be a winner of this prize.
Yeah, tell us what you learned.
So I learned that Goldman is kind of like the Nobel Prize for the work that I do, which is grassroots organizing.
Yeah. It's just quite something. And so how did it all start? Tell us more about your neighborhood. It's Curtis Bay. It's already home to a medical waste incinerator. It's considered one of the most industrialized and therefore, you know, most polluted, dirtiest area. You were young. What were you thinking when you heard about this?
I didn't really know what an incinerator was. And the group that I'm a part of, Free Your Voice, we spent a lot of time learning about the incinerator project because we didn't know the danger that it could propose to our community. But once we did learn more about that, we knew that we had to take action. Curtis, we already have some of the worst air pollution in the state. And it was a matter of our survival and stopping it.
Tell us more about that, because people die of pollution, get sick from bad air. What were you seeing?
What I saw was that just because you live in Curtis Bay, you're more likely to die of lung cancer and respiratory disease and to suffer from asthma.
Well, in 2007 and 8, Curtis Bay was the worst in the country for the release of toxic air pollutants. That's from a report by the Environmental Integrity Project. You were well aware of this. You were aware that, I think, didn't your own mother have asthma?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. So you knew people were struggling to breathe. So what did you start doing?
So we were high school students and we didn't have really any clue of how to take on something like the incinerator, especially one that was supported by our previous governor, Governor O'Malley, and our mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake. So we didn't really know how we would take it on. But what we'd use to sort of tell our story was our skills as just people. So we were artists and we were poets and musicians, and we used our art to share our story and to begin to tell people that, like, the incinerator not only is this horrible development that will be polluting people, but what it represented was a wrong path forward.
Well, Energy Answers, which is the company that wanted to build the incinerator, they pitched it as well as a renewable energy project. They said they'd create jobs. They were going to divert garbage from the landfills. You made the counterpoint that burning garbage releases harmful levels of mercury and lead. Your school system, the Baltimore City Public School System, had agreed to buy energy from the plant. So what did you do to go after that? We understand you use a lot of social media.
Yeah. So we used like Vimeo and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook.
You knocked on doors too.
Yeah. We realized early on that change, real change, isn't going to happen unless we have community power. Because when developments like the incinerator have been basically sacrificing communities' lives and livelihoods for so long, it kind of becomes the norm. You kind of feel this hopelessness.
Well, from hopelessness can sometimes come action, which you took, and had something of a showdown at the Maryland Department of Environment's headquarters. 200 protesters to confront the environment secretary? Were you scared?
Well, I wasn't afraid. I think it was just the only thing that feared me really in that moment was the fact that there was this real possibility that the incinerator could be built. And that to me was scary.
Well, Destiny Watford, again, co-founder of the environmental rights group Free Your Voice, and just this week, winner of the Goldman Prize for Environmental Activism. Very often people who do what you did, who confront industry, and become targets. And people who've won the Goldman Prize face dangers. Berta Caceres from Honduras won the prize last year for her opposition to a hydroelectric project, and she was murdered in March. Are you even aware of that?
didn't know Bertha, but I've heard a lot about her. And the type of leadership that Bertha has is the kind of leader that I aspire to be. Someone that would put their lives on the line because they know that what they're doing is right. And that there absolutely has to be a change in our structure and in our systems if we're going to make true change that benefits people and benefits our planet and doesn't put our lives or the health of our planet at risk.
Well, Destiny, we know also we want to say you're not against renewable energy. You want to build a solar project where the incinerator was supposed to go. The company is still holding that plot of ground, so we'll stay tuned to see what happens here. But in the meantime, just congratulations. Best to you.
Thank you.
Well, that was so refreshing. You're listening to Here and Now.